Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Enterprise on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Erica Cox.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Enterprise, where we want to see your business rise. It's November 15th, 2015, coming to you live from New York, New York. It's countdown to Turkey Day in the town that never sleeps, New York City, while some of you are shopping for turkeys and others are buying chairs for the game. We have a wonderful show for you today. This is our food and drink series, and we have the owners of Edible, Ready to Eat Cookie Dough with Rana Lufkin. Hello, Rana. Hello, Rana.
Hello.
Did you hear the opening of the show?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
There
we go. Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. Sorry to everyone.
There we are. Thanks so much for having me.
Same here. So since 2008, you have been doing ready-to-eat edibles. Can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Yeah, sure. So back in actually 2009, a very big manufacturer of cookie dough, they had to recall millions of cases of cookie dough because people fell ill with they actually weren't sure. There were several that fell ill with salmonella and some with E. coli. They thought it was from the raw egg and from the raw flour. Regardless, I have a culinary background, and I thought, wow, I'm not the only person that eats raw cookie dough. And I just started kind of getting creative. Why isn't there a product out there that you can buy that's just raw cookie dough for eating? Like, I don't want to make cookies. I just want to eat cookie dough as a sweet. And at the time, I was in graduate school with my husband, and the two of us wrote a business plan, basically, for Edible, and we launched it as a kind of weekend job, as the two of us were working full-time. But we launched it online, and it's called Edible because it's edible dough, and that's how we came to be.
Okay, and what flavors do you have currently?
So that was kind of where we thought, you know, I'm tired of, you know, yes, chocolate chip cookie dough is great and it's a classic and it's our bestseller, but cookie dough really can be in any flavors, even flavors that you don't associate with cookies. So we have a birthday bash flavor, which is a sugar cookie dough with rainbow sprinkles and swirls of homemade vanilla bean frosting. We have nuts for chocolate, which is chocolate cookie dough with chunky peanut butter swirls. We have peanut butter and jelly. We have a strawberry jammin', which is like a strawberry shortcake cookie dough. And for the holidays, we actually have a s'more pumpkin, which is pumpkin spice cookie dough with marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate chunks.
That sounds good. We had some of it at our staff tasting, and it was absolutely a big treat. Can you explain to our audience who might not be familiar with the cookie dough industry, can you actually create a cookie with a cookie dough?
So our cookie dough does not include eggs, and we use a heat-treated flour to completely eliminate any chances of illness. So it's completely 100% meant for eating raw. It's a non-perishable item. And you can do so many things with cookie dough that does not include baking cookies, because my cookie dough you cannot bake. So it's specifically for eating raw. So you can roll it into balls and dip them in chocolate and make cookie dough truffles. You can roll them into little balls and freeze them and kind of have like a pop in your mouth, bite-sized, quick indulgence on the go. You can top fruit or like yogurt, Greek yogurt, with some cookie dough to sweeten it up a little bit. You can spread it on a banana as you would peanut butter. And eat it that way, or you can just dig right in with your spoon or a finger and just eat the cookie dough as is. Those are my cookie dough purists like me.
Okay, and what would you say the difference is between your cookie dough and other ones that are on the market that makes it delectable or delicious?
Yeah, so our cookie dough is the only cookie dough that's made with only the finest ingredients. So we use a very high-end butter, we use very high-end chocolate and vanilla bean paste. So you actually see all the vanilla beans in each of the doughs. We also, our dough comes in very unique, fun flavors. And every single one of our doughs is also made with no preservatives and no artificial flavors, aside from our rainbow sprinkles and birthday bash, because you just can't replace rainbow sprinkles. They're so much fun. So everything is very high-end, artisanal. We also make everything from scratch by hand. So some of the other companies do not. And every single one of our ingredients serves a purpose. So we don't have any water dilution in our cookie dough. Every ingredient is a pure, whole, delicious, indulgent ingredient.
Okay. And do you have any unique recipes that you can explain in like 3 seconds to our audience?
Our recipes, you know, what's great about edible is we make it just as you would from at home. You know, when I demo in some stores and people taste it, they go, oh, wow, it tastes like cookie dough. And I kind of smile because it is cookie dough. It's, you know, you cream the butter and the sugar just as you would cookie dough. And we add vanilla extract and applesauce to replace that egg moisture. And we have a little pinch of salt. And you basically, voila, you put in your flour. Most people actually at the grocery store, you can't find heat-treated flour. We have a special manufacturer for us to make the heat-treated flour so that it is safe to eat. But that's it. Sugar, flour, butter, salt, and your favorite toppings.
Favorite topping. What's your favorite topping for it?
I really love, I love the ones that I'm playing with right now, some recipes with salted caramel swirls and chocolate chunks, and I love my marshmallows, too, just a nice, chewy texture.
So where can we actually buy edible?
So edible can be found at edible.com, that's edouglecom. That's where we can find all 12 flavors, including our dough subscription, where you can get a 3-month, 6-month, or 12-month subscription. You get 2 tubs of dough shipped to your doorstep each month. We're also actually at a grocery store called the Chico's and Sons in Armonk, New York. We are at a Giant Eagle in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania. And on the West Coast, we're at Gelson's. We just got into Whole Foods in downtown LA, and we're at Bristol Farms and Vicente Foods in Brentwood.
Okay, and so far, how have children and parents reacted to edible?
It's so exciting. The children want parents to buy it in every flavor, and they're actually the ones that will definitely try some of the newer, fun flavors that you've never really tried before in cookie dough. And parents just love it. It becomes a fridge staple that you can just keep in the fridge. It lasts 6 months refrigerated and just have a bite here or there on the go when you're craving something quick and sweet. But they're very excited to have a safe to eat alternative. And it's not just safe to eat, but it's made with all premium ingredients. I know as a baker, I make cookie dough at home all the time, but I don't use the best ingredients. I use what I have at home. So it's nice to be able to try something that is just a higher quality of what I'm used to eating.
Okay, and as an entrepreneur and in working with Edible, what was your best moment?
I love when people actually compliment the cookie dough and they say, you know, wow, you really have something here. Keep up the good work, because it is a grind. It's, you know, I work usually about 20 hours a day, and I have two little babies, a three-month-old and a 21-month-old. And I do everything. I'm the only employee of the company. So I do everything from making the dough, picking out the containers, working with designers for the labels. I apply the labels by hand. I heat seal them by hand. I package them. I do customer service. I really just do everything for the company, the website, the wholesale. So it's my goal is really to get to get Edible to be available nationwide and be recognized as the, you know, high-end cookie dough brand for eating. And it's fun. I wouldn't, when someone says, oh, your cookie dough is like crack, or wow, I'm addicted to your dough. Those are the people where I'm like, okay, these are my people. Like, I'm doing something right here.
Gotcha. What would you say is the future for your company?
That's it. I would love to be available in supermarkets nationwide as the, you know, high-end cookie dough, edible cookie dough. Across the nation.
And do you actually have any tastings or any upcoming events?
We are always, when we are in supermarkets, we're always doing tastings. I try to go at least once a week to the supermarket. So this week we'll be in the Los Angeles area at Bristol Farms and Gelson's before the holidays. Always doing events, exhibits. If you're signing up on our email list, I like to throw samples of new flavors in different orders as well. So there's always a little surprise. I try to get a little surprise in there. And I like to stay in touch with my customers. I think of everybody who likes cookie dough as a friend.
Okay. And for our listeners, because I mean, they really didn't get the, because of the technical difficulties, talk about your background. Can you just kind of elaborate, highlight your background in culinary?
Yeah, I've always been very passionate about food, but specifically sweets. So during college, I actually worked as a pastry chef at Spago, which is a Wolfgang Puck restaurant in Beverly Hills. And I got some pastry experience there and inspired me to go to culinary school. So I went to Le Cordon Bleu in 2006. And then I worked at Boulevard in San Francisco as a line cook there. I did some catering for a while. Then I went to graduate school because I ultimately wanted to actually open a restaurant. Then I worked for the Hillstone Restaurant Group for 3 years as a general manager at some of their locations here in Los Angeles. And then I worked in restaurant consulting and operations consulting for about a year. And then finally, I had to leave that last October to really focus on Edible full time. And here we are today. It's about a year in that I've been doing this full time, and I absolutely love it.
Well, Rana, thank you so much. It sounds like your product is great, especially for people who have allergies with eggs and still want to enjoy the cookie dough experience. We here at Blog Talk Radio Enterprise wish you the best of luck, and we hope that you have a prosperous business.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio's Enterprise, where we want to see your business rise. Tune in next time for another great show on Blog Talk Radio's Enterprise. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Enterprise on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Erica Collins.
And Twitter.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.